Today's Shulchan Menachem, we're up to Siman Reish Lamed Tes 239. This is some of the traditions that take place at the Seder table according to the Chabad customs. So over here we have the dipping into Charoses. We know that one of the dippings that we mentioned right in the beginning of the Manishtana is that we dip it twice, Shteipamim, right? Once Karpas in the salt water, and once the mortar in the Charoses. Now, the way the Charoses is done, by our tradition today, we use apples, pears, and nuts. We don't use, as brought down in the Agadah, not here, we don't use the other kinds that are some people use, because in the olden days, they were worried about chametz, so they don't use the other spices over there. But they're also, as brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, that we also mix in some wine inside of the mixture. So over here it says that that is done before the dipping in. Most of the time, people prepare the charoses, but that's not the way it's done here. It's not from beforehand. You prepare the charoses beforehand, but you don't put in the wine. Before you're ready to dip in the charoses, then you soften up the charoses with wine. And what wine do you use? So you don't go to the bottle and use wine, but you use the wine which is left over from the four cups. Now, not sure why he says left over from the four cups, because at that point you've only drank two cups. You haven't drank any four cups, but he says of the wine of the four cups. That means that, how so? That was the tradition of my father-in-law, the Rebbe says, to put a little of the charoses within the plate that was underneath the cup, because one needs to fill up the cup so that it should be full, so it pours over its sides, and that is the wine that he used to use to soften up the charoses. And then in another piece, this is Taurus Menachem, in another piece from the Rebbe's Haggadah, we dip it in two times, again, in the once we do it when we just eat the maror by itself. And then we also dip it in when we eat the sandwich, the korach, in which we have the maror there too. So the language the Alter Rebbe uses also is that you take the third matzah together with the chazeres and the amount of a kizayis, and you dip it in the charoses. Now the problem is here is that people are very careful from not having any liquid touch the matzah, because they're very worried about gebrux, very worried about matzah shiruya, but not having any liquid touch the matzah. So therefore, it says, when it says to dip in the charoses, we're not talking about the matzah. The matzah doesn't go into charoses. The whole idea of the charoses was originally it to take out the sharpness, the kapa that was in the mortar. So even though the language is you dip it in the charoses, can think the matzah you don't dip in the charoses. You dip the chazeres, you dip in the charoses. But in this case, apparently, the way it's done is you don't take the first the chazeres that you're going to use for the matzah, dip it in, and then connect it to the matzah. Apparently, it looks like you take the matzah and you put the chazeres. So then, if you're going to dip, you're going to end up dipping it together with the matzah, because, and then it's going to be a problem of shiruya. So that's why the Rebbe brings down those who are very careful of matzah shiruya, don't dip, because it's going to be impossible to dip the chazeres with the matzah, because you're going to have some crumbs maybe falling inside into the dish. Now, I'm not sure that the charoses itself would do anything, because the charoses is made out of fruit, and fruits don't make matzah shiruya. But apparently, not to keep it in the plate over there, because then you wash it, and then it comes in contact with water. So we don't want you to dip it. So what they do is that they take from the dry charoses, a dry charoses on the chazeres. I guess the reason why they use even dry in this case, and they don't take charoses, I guess, which is wet. Now, I'm not sure dry versus with water. I mean, you don't put water in there anyways. dry versus with wine. Perhaps the wine sometimes is mixed with water, so it's not because wine of itself is purely from grapes, then wouldn't, or maybe we worry that there's some water over there. Because you see in the Rebbe's, the Rebbe says when you're always careful if you're putting in water into a cup, it seems like that by wine it wouldn't apply. But over here he's telling you to take a dry piece of charoises. Again, I'm assuming that dry is to exclude even wine. It shouldn't be moist. And then afterwards you actually even shake it off because from it. So you put it on and you take it off. And this is the minhag of the Beis Harav. So again, exactly why it doesn't say. Now, but it does seem like this whole process takes place after you have the matzah and you have the chazeres, and afterwards you put the charoises, a dry piece of charoises, onto the matzah. Now the softening has taken already place in the first time around when you put the charoises in your plate, the leftover of the wine, as we said earlier. That takes place before the first time. That's when you get the wine in there. But I guess just to be extra careful, you take a dry piece of charoises, you put it onto the maror and on the chazeres, and then you shake it off. This would apply specifically to the matzah time, but not to the time when you just use it maror, because there's no matzah involved over there. So over there, there's no problem.